Good morning, everyone. Today is Yud Gimel Shvat Tov Shin Pei Aleph. We are continuing in our daily learning, personal growth, and character development. Our Hashkafa Gems this morning learning has been generously sponsored by Michael and Lisa Spett in commemoration of the yahrzeit of Lisa's beloved father, Joseph Ziegelheim Yosef Ben Matisyahu. His neshama should have an aliyah, and it should be a zchus, a merit for the entire family. We are continuing in our Orchos Tzadikim learning, discussing the gate of love and all of the various types of loves that are out there, and when not manipulated or used properly, b'derech Hashem, b'derech avodas Hashem, b'derech ahavas Hashem, as we learn via haftas Hashem lokecha, the various entrapments and ensnaring elements of certain parts of where ahava can be dangerous, ultimately leading a person far, a richuk, a distance from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So we have to understand how to grasp this. In fact, ha'roitzeh li'molet mipach yikush kol ha'avos ha'ela, a person who wishes to escape the trap of all of the various loves that we've been learning requires a great amount, tzarech chachma, amount of wisdom, of fortitude. It's a chachma gedola ve'imutz rav, a great amount of fortitude, a great amount of effort. The language here implies that a very strong commitment is necessary in order to ward off the onslaught of spiritual dangers, like these mazikin that are caused when the various loves that we've been discussed are not directed properly. Furthermore, we understand, the Derech Tzadikim teaches us that when not controlled, the adverse effects of these loves result in corruption and choshech and darkness and a distance and a richok. So we understand that it needs a chachma gedola. It needs a great wisdom. It needs a tremendous fortitude, because we understand all of the loves that we've been discussing, what they do is that makifos es lev ha'adam, they make circles around a person's heart. And what happens then, im yidche ahava achas ushtayim mikirbo, if it happens to be that he rejects one or two of them, of the various entrapments of certain types of love, so if he's able to be matzliach in these areas, adayin ahavos hanisharus, there are other types of love that will drive him from light to darkness. He has to make a full-on effort to make sure that the things that he engages are really only for avodas elokus. And so therefore, al kain yesh lamedcha shetiye zohir v'zoriz lishtamish b'chol ahavos ha'elu l'das b'hen darchei Hashem yizbarach shemo. We have to understand, and we have to be taught, we have to learn with chachma gedola how to be watchful and how to be eager about how to make use of all of these loves. That's part of what we're going to learn together, to know through them the ways of Hashem, as the Pasuk tells us in Mishlei Perek Gimel, Pasuk Vav, Bechol Diracheha Deyehu, in all of your ways shall you know him. And when we say that we want to make use of these loves, we understand here that the Mechaber is teaching us, does not suggest that one rid himself of these loves. There are certain midos that a person has to rid themselves of. Ahava is not a mido that you have to rid yourself. Rather, what it is that the nisayon, the challenge, a person's nisayon and challenge in this case is to take these innate loves and harness them to be used and applied properly for avodas Hashem, for divine service. It's like anything really that presents itself as a challenge. There are elements of tov that lie in certain circumstances beneath the surface. Some midos have to be rid out completely, but the midah of ahava, for example, there is what to harness. There's so much good. It's v'ahavta Hashem elokecha, which is the ultimate definition of how a person draws closeness to Hashem. And so therefore, it's not to drop it, but to make use of the loves. And we're going to go piece by piece, example after example, to know how to do it properly and in fulfillment of derachecha de'ehu, all in my ways, in ways of which we can engage everything that we do. In all your ways shall you know him. We should be zochet to know what to do and how to do it. And Mitzvah Hashem will continue with this learning in the days ahead. Wishing everybody happy, a holy, and a very special day.